Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Havarim, Shalom, Shalom, Havarim, Havarim, here, we're in the second of the three times in the year, the second of the appointments, the feast, the festival season here, Shalosh Regalim, here, the harvest season, here we're in the harvest season, the harvest time, right here, known as Shavuot, Shavuot, or the feast, the festival of weeks, where Jah says that you shall count seven Shabbats, seven Sabbaths complete on the morrow after. So here in the season from the 21st to the 28th, we'll get into the reasonment, you know, that first day, the day after the seventh Shabbat, and the calendar, the calculations, the timing. But here, reason for the season here on the second day of the Shavuot right here. Here. From a Hebrew perspective, first light, the first day, Sunday, called Sunday, would be the count Hebraically. And then in the true church, the professing church, the church of he who has the key of great King David, you know, from the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the anointing perspective, or Christian, to the Ethiopian Christian perspective, it will be the upcoming first day, Ehud, and Sunday. But here, brothers and sisters, here for the evening psalm, the evening chant, here for the second day.
All right. Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever. Guide.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik. But who want the next verse with Amarik.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter what the person calls, you have to jump on this bus, Zion bus,
right?
Do it.
Mazmur 47, Bekenef 48.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Guide.
መዝሙር 47 በቀነፍ 48 በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለች እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ ባምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጸናታል አምላክ ሆይ በሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ኢዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
See? So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
We have today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Mizmor Sadei Dalet, Mizmor Sadei Dalet. El Nekamoti Yahu, El Nekamot Hofia. Hinaseh Shofet Haaret, Hashem Gemul Allah Gehiv. O Jehovah, thou El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. El Nekamot Yahuwah, El Nekamot Hofia. O Yahweh Jehovah, thou El of vengeances, El Nikamot, thou El of vengeances, Hofia, shine forth, Hinase, Shofet Aharet, lift up thyself, Hinase, thou judge of the earth, Shofet Aharet. Render to the proud their recompense. Hashem, Gemul Allah, Geim, 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 Geim. Yahweh, Jehovah, how long shall the wicked, the ratchet, how long shall the wicked, the ratchet exalt? They gush out, they speak arrogancy. All the workers of iniquity bear themselves loftily. They crush thy people, Yahweh, O Jehovah, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. They say, Yah, will not see, neither will the Elohei, Haliyah, the God of Jacob, give heed. Wayomru lo yireh Yah, will lo yabin Elohei Yaakov. Consider ye, y'all brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will y'all understand? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, yea, shall he not see? He that instructeth nations, shall not he correct? Even he that teacheth man knowledge. Yahweh, Jehovah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Happy is the man to whom thou instructest, O Yah, O Jah, and teacheth out of thy law. Ashrei Hagever, Asher Tiyasa Reinu Yah, Ua Mia Toratika Tialama Dein, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of evil, until the pit be digged for the wicked, the ratchet. For Yahweh Jehovah will not cast off or mow his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For right shall return to justice, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for I against the evildoers? Who will stand up for I against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahweh Jehovah had been my eye, and I help, I soul, I psyche had soon dwelt in silence. If I say, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Yahweh, Jehovah, holdeth I up. When my cares, my dividing, distracting thoughts are many within I, thy eye comforts, delight my soul. Shall the seat of wickedness, ratchetness, have fellowship with thee, I, which frameth mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But Yahweh Jehovah hath been my high tower, and El High, Well High, Highly High, the rock of my refuge, with El High, Lizora Machesi, and he hath brought upon them all of them own iniquity, and will cut them off in their own evil. Yatza mitemi Yahweh Eloheinu, for Jehovah Ainai Elohim will cut them off.
Confirmation in my relationship with Hashem. Because when you go through difficulties, you can be like some of the Rev Rav in the Russia, where they want to turn against Moshe, and they want to say, oh man, Hashem brought us here to die, and they give up. Or you can be like the Levites, who kill their mothers, their father, sister, anybody who wasn't rolling with, you know, what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with. But what Am Yisrael was supposed to be rolling with.
I am your creator, your king, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my sons and far.
and parade. Living like circus clowns behind their masks, so afraid.
But if I ever get the bucket go out when the bottom must drop out, drop out. And all the girls them must tell them can't get me on the road. Yeah. Oh, I could I never ever stop killing things to last the eye. Oh, I know he's the guiding light for I and I. Yes, I could I never ever stop killing things to last the eye.
The whole place is due for help.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳስተሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤል ሮኢምን
It's time for Israel to hail the King. Here in the season, Shavuot, harvest time, classic right there, Don Carlos, day of harvest, woe be them to say they are Jews who are not. Here represents the Lion of the Tribe.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
yes, yes. The Line of Judah, Zevulun Dub System right there, a little dub interlude. So here. Day of harvest, the harvest season, the harvest time. So right here, for this season, this second of the three times in the year, shall all the males of Israel present themselves in the place that he who be, we be, sets his name. So in spirit and in truth, here, on the air, in the irid here, for the holy day and the season, the second of the three times. First time is the Pesach Passover, also called Unleavened Bread. Secondarily, the second of the three times is Shavuot. Shavuot, harvest, weeks, the Feast of Weeks. And thirdly is Sukkot, is tabernacles, booths, huts at the end of the year. So right here for the holiday of Shavuot, Afro-Shemitically pointed, Shavuot, modern Hebrew and other Yehudim may say Shavuot from Shabuah. Shabuah is the 7 days called the week. So the 7 days of Shabuah from Shabbat, seven. So here we have seven times seven. We're commanded to count seven Shabbats complete, referred to the third book of the Torah, known as Leviticus chapter 23. So the holiday of Shavuot here for this season, we mark the time called the time from May 21st to the 28th. Now we'll explain the reason for that as we go forward. So the Torah readings, the cycle of Torah reading and feedings are suspended for the holidays, for the holy days, especially those three times in a year, Pesach, Passover, with the Feast of Passover, the Days of Unleavened Bread, and then the First Fruits. And the First Fruits is the link in the first season with Shavuot, because it's from that First Fruits where we give that offering of the sheaf of wheat, of the Omer, that we begin the count on the morrow after, right, the morrow after the Shabbat. So the morrow after the Shabbat is the seventh day. So let's go through this right here. The Torah readings, once again, the cycle of Torah readings suspended for the holy days, the three times in the year. And here for the season, Shavuot, a.k.a. also known as harvest, a.k.a. Pentecost, Pentecoste. That's in the Koine Greek. Basically, it means 50th day. Count seven Sabbaths, seven times seven, 49. Tomorrow, the next day after, 50. 49 plus one. Now, technically, according to the Hebrew Torah, the, quote, Saturday, end quote, or what is known as the seventh day, the Shabbat day, in this season here, we had, May 20th, when we have the count Hebraically from the morrow after. May 20th at sundown marks the end of the 49 days of the counting of the Omer. And therefore, the following day, the morrow after, which is the first day, is called by the Gentiles, quote, Sunday, end quote. This is the Jubilee of the Shavuot, of the weeks, also known as Pentecost, counting 50 days. Hebraically, we call it weeks, because we're commanded in the Torah to count seven Shabuas. That's what we get Shavuot. Shavuot, weeks. Shavuah, a week. Shavuah, week. Shavuot, weeks. Now recall that the Torah, John's direction instructions, HaTorah, the instruction, right? We're instructed in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to 16. So let's go there right here. Here we are on the Monday, right, here in the season, which would be, if we kept it in the agricultural sense in the land, which would be the second day of Shavuot. Now, we keep the Hebrew and also the Ethiopic liturgical in the Messianic revelation. But here, let's go here to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to 16, what does it say? It says, and ye and y'all shall count to you from the morrow, which is the next day, after the Sabbath, the Shabbat day, the seventh day, from the day that y'all brought the sheaf, in the Hebrew, the Omer, of the wave offering, the Tenufah, seven Shabbats, or seven Sabbaths, shall be complete. Verse 16, even to the morrow, the day after, the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, the seventh Sabbath, shall your number 50 days, and ye and y'all shall offer a new meal offering, mincha, called here in the KJV meat offering, but this is a bloodless, a grain, it's a grain offering. So therefore, in the modern way, the meat refers to meal as it did back in them days, English, it's the English thing. So meat offering, the edible, but literally the mincha is a bloodless offering, it's a grain offering. A new grain offering, mincha, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So right there, that's the instruction that we recall in Torah, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 to 16, that we count from the day following, right, following, right, Passover, right? Some count that from Nisan 16th. But according to Torah, for example, if Passover in the week is, we're going to use the English Western Gentile for right now, is the Wednesday, right, is the Wednesday, then it's after the Shabbat of that week. And the Shabbat of the week is still the weekly Sabbath, the seventh day. So we have the weekly Sabbath, and then the feasts, the festivals, the appointments are Shabbaton, are types of Sabbath. But that does not abrogate the weekly Sabbath. The weekly Sabbath is fixed, as with the feasts, the festivals, the rest days, the no work days, known as Shabbaton, or Sabbath, type of Sabbath. But among modern Yehudi, this in some cases is confused. So it's the morrow after, right? The morrow after the Shabbat for exactly 7 weeks. Now in this season right here, we count our count from April 9th, right? April 9th until May 28th this year. This is kind of very interesting, this particular count here, because it corresponds also to the 28th of May, according to the True Church and the Professing Church, the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, where they have the Feast of Pentecost, Ba'al Menfes Kedus, the Feast of the Holy Spirit, also on the 28th. Now, on the 50th for 2023, just to note that. So we're looking at the Hebrew, the lunar calendar, and then getting the correspondence in this Gregorian calendar that majority of us utilize, so to speak. On the 50th day, a special celebration was to be observed. This annual countdown period, so there's something that is called the counting of the Omer. What is the counting of the Omer? What is the Omer? The Omer is the sheaf of wheat. Where do we have that in Leviticus chapter 23? We have that in Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 9 and verse 10. It says, and Yahuwah spake to Moshe, to Moses, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael and say to them, when y'all be come into the land that I give to you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then y'all shall bring a sheaf in the Hebrew, the Omer, of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, right? And then as we go forward, it gives the details of this. Now, what's important about this right here, let's go to the next verse, verse 11. And he shall wave the sheaf, the Omer, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, which is to say in the courtyard before the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, and in the direction of before the ark. That's to bring out what does it mean before Jehovah, before Yahuwah, to be accepted for you. When? Verse goes on to say, on the morrow after the Shabbat, Here it says Shabbat, not Shabbaton, referring to the weekly Sabbath. The priest, HaKohen, shall waive it. Now, why is this important? Because this corresponds with when Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Rabuni Robeinu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he was risen, that word of prophecy, the 3 days, the 3 nights, and what does the scripture say? Early on the morning of the first day, he was risen. The first witness, Maryam Magdalene, the first apostle, the first witness, we have that in the Brit Chadasha right there. So that time was significant when you're reading the New Testament, because his resurrection corresponded with the first fruits and with bringing the sheaf of the wheat that had resurrected, so to speak, or had grown up as that first offering. So the feast of first fruits, that's in the first of the three times in the Passover season, corresponds with the resurrection of Yeshua HaMoshiach. And then we have the 50 days. This is the template of what is found in the New Testament and sometimes gets confused with churchianity, so-called Christianity. This is the groundation, because that's why it says, and y'all shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat. That was the Shabbat where they brought forth the first fruits when Yeshua was risen, right? From the day that y'all brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Shabbats. So from that day, from the resurrection day corresponding with the first fruits offering day in the season of Passover, 7 weeks later, 7 Shabbats later, and the scripture is specific in saying on the morrow after the 7th Shabbat. So let's go on with this right here. We'll get into that detail of difference between how we of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and other Yehudim and other Israelites observe, and how popular Judaism of today observes. Let's go on right here. So we have the annual countdown period, the counting of the Omer. So the counting of the Omer is a theme from first fruits moving forward through those 7 weeks and counting those 7 Shabbats. Recall that both the time from Passover, or more correctly, the time from first fruits, right, and the Passover until the resurrection, the revelation at Sinai. So from Passover, the Israelites coming out of Mitzrayim, out of the two lands, out of the Sematawi, the two lands, until the revelation at Sinai and the advent of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKadosh, among Rabboni, our master Yeshua's disciples in Jerusalem. There is this connection between the Old Testament on the book of Exodus, the Exodus signifying the Passover, the coming out, right, and the revelation of HaTorah, the Torah at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. That's the 50-day period of time. And then we have the advent of the Holy Spirit, right? From the crucifixion and the resurrection 3 days later. So the third day corresponded in the season with the very day that the people brought forth the sheaf of the wheat that had first grown up, that had first, symbolically speaking, been resurrected, and the connection between the resurrection of Yeshua on that very first day. So when he was crucified, symbolized the day on which the lambs for the Passover were slain. Then the third day after that was the 7th Shabbat. Was the Shabbat day, the weekly Sabbath day. And then the morrow after that, he was risen and was testified and witnessed by Mary Magdalene, you know, and then after that, the other disciples. So that connection right there, this is what they saw within the New Testament time nearly 2,000 years ago. And that's why it was so amazing to them. And they wrote in the New Testament the way they did, pointing to those keys found in HaTorah That's why it says that he is the substance of that which the Old Testament is a type and a shadow of. So we have Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Let's go there right here, because this is the reason, right, in the Brit Chadasha sense, the renewed covenant sense, the reason for the season. From the old to new, from the Ha'aleph to the Ha'tal, from the Alpha to the Omega. Well, that's Greek right there. The Hebrew is the Aleph to Tav, right, from the A to T. Here we have Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Here in the Scofield Study Bible, it has a little superscription note, Pentecost, the 50th day, Petros, Peter's first use of the keys, the gospel given to the Yehudim, the gospel given to the Judeans, the Judahites. Verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost, saying that 50th day, was fully come. In other words, when the morrow, the next day after the seventh Shabbat, so if the Shabbat corresponds with the Saturday, then the morrow will be the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house, the bait, where they were seated up. Verse 3, and there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of ash, of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Ruach HaKadosh, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as Haruach, as the Spirit, the Menfest, the Irit, gave them utterance. So this is a key verse right there, the giving of the Holy Spirit and the linguistics, the languages, the language. So here, let's go forward. Note this right here. The 49-day plus one Omer, the sheaf of wheat count, as the wheat grows. See, the month of Abib, which is the month in which Pesach and the Exodus commence, Abib, come from the Afro-Shemitic like Abebe, and we have Abeba in Amharic, another African Shemitic related language to the biblical Hebrew. We have Abebe, which means to bud, and Abeba, which refers to like a flower, right? So in the Hebrew, we have Abib, because we have the barley, referring to the barley harvest. So barley first grows. Barley grows in that region quicker than the wheat. The wheat begins to grow, right? Say by the first 2 weeks in the month of Abib, you will have a couple of sheaves that would have grown. And this is the reason the HaTorah states to bring forward that sheaf, but then to keep on counting for 7 weeks, 7 Shabbats, until the morrow after. And then another offering is brought forward, because now the wheat, you know, now wheat has come. Now wheat, in a sense, is in the world. This is interesting. It's like with the Gnostic gospel, the early Nazarene speaks about how before Yeshua, before the Messiah, there was no wheat in the world. Just brought that to mind. But the note here is that the 49-day plus one Omer, the sheaf of wheat count, traditionally is said by some other Yehudim, some other Jews, to begin on the day after Passover, Pesach, or Abib 16th, or called Nisan 16th. We have found from our studies and our research in the Torah that this is incorrect. It begins according to HaTorah on the, quote, morrow after the Shabbat, after the weekly Sabbath, Leviticus 23:11. And the morrow after the weekly Sabbath is the first day of the week. The first day of the week, sometimes referred to as the eighth day. right? But in this context, it's the first day of the week, which is called Sunday. Another note right here for this year and this time and this season. The Gregorian year, 2023, right? Ethiopically, in the churchical calendar, is 2015. In the long count view, the age of this present creation, right, is 7,515, the Ethiopian and the early church calendar. Therefore, this year's resurrection, known as Ethiopically as Tinsaye, Hebraically as the Tachiyah, right, and first fruits. So resurrection and first fruits, the idea scripturally, biblically, from Torah to the new covenant go together, right? AKA the first day, first resurrection, according, right, to the Western Roman Church and her Protestant daughters, was April 9th, 2023, right? But now note this, the Dagim Tensai, what according to some ancient Ethiopic calendars is known as the second resurrection, Dagim Tensai, Sunday, first day this year, right? This year, this season, this time right here is actually May 28th. We see a typo on one of our pages right here. We're going to update that. It's actually May 28th. May 28th. Yeah. Slicker. May 28th is the feast of the upper room, Pentecost. It's actually May 9th. No, that doesn't need to be updated. My bad. Slicker. I'm just reading right here and doing the math as we read. So we found this to be an interesting correspondence in 2023. You know, there's a particular, peculiar alignment of times. In other years, the Western Church and the Ethiopic, the Oriental churches usually don't line up exactly. They may be a couple of weeks close or, you know, however, in this year, you know, there's an alignment. And it's because of the Western Gentile Gregorian calendar, they have a wobble in it. There's a wobble, right? While the Ethiopic counting and the Oriental Church's counting is more in line with the ancient Hebraic counting. So the Hebrew Torah actually sets, and the lunar calendar, it sets the ancient order for how these seasons and holy days were observed, even in and through the time of the Messiah. Little word on the Gregorian calendar, you know, what is not right about the Gregorian calendar and some things to kind of be aware. We use it as a point of reference, and yes, it's the calendar that generally we do most of our secular business in. So a little word on the Gregorian calendar right here, brothers and sisters. Let's bring this up right here. Gregorian calendar. Why is the Gregorian calendar, some say evil, we'll say it another way, why is the Gregorian calendar not good? Not good. Hear this.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
Fleshy and carnal. You know, the mind of the flesh, say Esau in that sense, you know, metaphorically speaking. That little clip right there, it says so much right there. Even Daniel, in Daniel's prophecy, it says they shall seek to change what and what? They shall seek to change times and laws. And that one there, I get his name again, but what he was saying about pinning the consciousness of this Western Gentile in this world, the seclorum, this world consciousness to physical, to fleshy things, right? This is very, very significant, even with what is said in Daniel's prophecy about seeking to change times and laws, and therefore to affect or to defect consciousness, to adversely affect consciousness. So I had to fire, bun that out. And why? Because in a sense of consciousness, time, both time physical, phi cycle, and time metaphysical, metaphy cycle is important. Time is the master. Here, a little classic here, John Holt. Time.
Master, but time can be disaster if you don't care. You young and gay, you old and gray. Time is the master, but time can be disaster if you don't care.
Time is the master. It's time. Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you daily. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear me. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begins to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing. Because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired of suffering. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell.
We all gotta work on ourselves, work on ourselves. Work on yourself, make I work on I and I selves like a garden, you know, like a garden of that seed, the seed of the word. Work on I and I selves.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. And he said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Make I work on I selves like a garden. Be a gardener in the harvest, 7 times 7. Here, Jimmy Cliff, 7 times 7.
He's all the world of nature. Let us come down through the ages. Take them and live. As they were good yesterday, they're still good today. Seven times to rise.
joker.
Seven times to rise, seven times to fall. The words of the ancient, take them. May I and I be good gardeners. Right here, here, here. Little message here for the Shavuot season. This time here, sending from the 21st to 28th here, reason of the season.
Ha, Shavuot Sameach. Happy, happy harvest, harvest feast, the harvest feast. Feast of the Holy Spirit, also called and known as Pentecoste. Call this the Rastafari Pentecost, the Ba'ala Memphis Kedus, the feast of the Holy Spirit here in this season, here in the year after 400 years. So here, 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 the Rastafari Groundation. L.O.J. Society, a Lion of Judah Society of His Divine Majesty. Here we have the reading and feeding, some updates, some important updates to share here, here, here on the ear and in the Irish brothers and sisters. Please kindly bear with I. It's what HaMoshiach Yeshua has so said to I, and I would like to share that once again with those near and far, you know, concerning this time, this season, concerning the feast of the Holy Spirit, the feast of the Holy Spirit here as per the season, also the reason for the season. Okay, we're getting some WhatsApp coming up on the post. Also, ones and ones, the link, you know, send forward if ones would like to get a link with the WhatsApp, DSR, WhatsApp, Discipleship Radio, WhatsApp. So we're going to call this particular vlog, this particular vid right here, Why Shavuot, right, or Harvest, Pentecoste, right, the two sevens, the feast of the two sevens clash, right, to regard the operation of his hands. Why Shavuot is always to be on the first and the second day of the Shavuot. Why? Right, the morrow. The key is the scripture authority, the morrow after the Shabbat. So here we are at the Rastafari Groundation site right here, Feast of the Holy Spirit. Let's continue reading right here. And here we're going to put this on airplane mode momentarily. Right, so we won't
feebly interrupted right here, can go straight through right here with this right here, right here, 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 for this time of this season right here. Let's go on airplane mode right here. Put this on pause. Let's pause momentarily for the cause. This is one of the reasons why we refer to it as Rastafari Pentecost. Okay. Yeah, just right here for the record, we're going to update this right here. This is a working graphic. Hazy Pentecost, the E and the T, you know, we go from the Hebrew to the English, and, you know, the harvest is ready. You heard that before. You heard? The harvest is ready, but the laborers are few. All right, it says pray for more laborers to enter into the vineyard, the vineyard. So firstly, to heal off, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to I and I brothers and fellow priests in the service, those who contribute to when we go on the ear and in the irid, to the Rastafari Rapture, the podcast, and to the broadcast of the readings and the feedings. Give thanks to all the Chabarim, to all the brethren, and to some of the sisters who have the time and opportunity, though it's not obligatory, generally speaking, upon them, right? But they are also free, right, if they are able to also come forward and bring forth word, you know, the word, sound, and power, and to contribute to the podcast, the broadcast, the fellowship, the service here on the ear. So here on this this particular still right here, there's a little typo, you know, in Pentecost right here. But, you know, let's touch on the main thing, because see, in this season, some of the Yehudi, the Khazar led Yehudi, right, they count differently, right? We could say they miscount this, right? So here, let's first of all recognize that Babylon is getting its harvest early, and even the whole idea of the harvest and Ha'adon, Adonenu Yeshua, in the Proverbs, or you call them the parables, the mashal, you know, mashalim, shalim, the misalewot, the parables of Yeshua HaMashiach. Other Yehudi, especially many of the Khazar-led Judaism, they count inappropriately. They basically miscount. So sometimes the Shavuot would begin on whatever day of the week. Like, for example, this year, many were saying, you know, Chag HaShavuot Sameach, Chag, the Feast of Shavuot, the Harvest Sameach, Happy Feast of the Harvest. They were saying that early in this 2020 year, they were saying that, you know, it was on a Thursday, because of how they count the first day of the unleavened bread. They say, well, the first day and the last day is a Sabbath, or in the sense of Shabbaton. It is a Sabbath, but Scripture clearly says in Leviticus, the authority of Scripture in Leviticus clearly stipulates, right? It clearly says on the morrow after the Shabbat, and the word used in the Hebrew, even the Masoretic Hebrew, is Shabbat, and the first and the last days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread are known and is called Mikra Kodesh, called out Holy Convocation. KJV translates as a Holy Convocation, right? A Holy Convocation, which is to say Mikra Kodesh, and no servile work. No work is done on those days. So one will say, well, you know, some of the Rebbeinat, the rabbis have said, the sages from such a time have said, well, that is, it's a Sabbath. No work on the first and the last day of the, you know, the days of the unleavened bread. You know, those 7 for 7 days we eat the unleavened bread. So on the first day after Pesach, after that evening in the Haggadah, they say, well, that is when they begin that count. Now, in the Didascalia, or the church canons and constitution, the Didascalia. We have the J.M. Harding, the Ethiopic Didascalia. It warns us, right, about those Moshiach, Yeshua, denying Yehudi, who do things inappropriately. And this is one of the things, some things they do appropriately. Let's just be, you know, keep it live and direct, right and accurate. Some things are done appropriately, but there are many other things, such as this right here, the significance of what Pentecost and the first day resurrection, what some might call Sunday worship. Is there Sunday worship? Well, yes, there is Sunday worship, but it's not apart from Shabbat, from Sabbath keeping, from the day of the Sabbath. Ones will say, well, okay, what is our authority? Well, the authority that we have is the scripture, the B-I-B-L-E. And it's very clear when we look up this right here. Let's go right here and just do this just live right here as we're preparing for tonight on the ear and in the Irish right here. Observe works. Let's go right here. Let us do this right here. Let's clear that right here. And the morrow after the Sabbath. You see right there? Morrow, the phrase morrow after HaShabbat. Speaking of the seventh day Shabbat. Because concerning the first and the last day of the unleavened bread, it's a Mikra Kodesh. It's an out-called assembly. It's a called-out Kodesh, a holy convocation. Ayla, vacation, called out assembly. And the first and the last day, no servile work is done, like and similar to the Sabbath day. But it does not mention it as a Sabbath. Yes, the holy seasons are Shabbat or Shabbaton. The Shabbaton is the word used. But when he says counting seven Shabbats complete, counting seven Sabbaths, what is a Sabbath? Sabbath is 7 days of the week. Basically saying 7 weeks complete, right? Seven times seven, two sevens clash, 49 days plus one, the 50th day. In the New Testament, the Koine Greek, you know, in the Hebrewized Greek, is called Pentecoste, the 50th day. Here's authority here, Leviticus chapter 23, and he shall wave the sheaf, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah to be accepted for you on the morrow. The morrow, Mechorat, and the morrow, Mechorat, the morrow after HaShabbat, on the morrow after the Sabbath, so after the seventh day, the first day, the Yom Rishon, the first day that is now called, in this Western Gentile vernacular, is called the Sunday. So many say, there's no Sunday worship. But they have not studied to shoot themselves approved. The Sabbath is still the Shabbat. But there is a gathering together. There is a Isla Day, a holy day, and that is Shavuot. That is harvest, also known as Pentecost. Here we have in the same chapter, Leviticus 23 and 15, and ye shall count to you from the morrow after the Shabbat, after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the ring. Seven Sabbaths complete. Seven Shabbat, 7 weeks, seven days, seven times seven, complete. And on the what? The morrow, next verse, Leviticus 23 and 16, even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. So is Thursday the Sabbath? Is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Is Friday? Friday is the Sabbath Eve, but it's Friday. No, it is not. So they miscount. This is why HaMoshiach Yeshua said to I and we so very, very, very clearly. He said, what? In Matthew 23 and 3, all therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe, and do not y'all, do not I and we, called Chosen and Faithful Rastafari Ethiopian Hebrew Community of His Divine Majesty. He says, but do not ye, y'all, after their walks, after their works. For they say, Chag, Ha, Shavuot, Sameach, right? They say they're counting the Omer, right? But they do not. They do it not according to the authority of the scripture. It's very, very clear. And even, you could say, Jews, even the Ethiopian official, he was a Jew, he was not a Gentile. All those ones-to-ones pastors and preachers saying, oh, yeah, the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts of Apostles chapter 8, he was a Gentile. And even the Lord accepted Gentile. He was not a Gentile, you liar. You are a liar. He went to Jerusalem for to worship. Who goes to Jerusalem to worship? Let me ask a question by parity. Who goes to Mecca to worship? The Hajj. A Muslim. A Mohammedan or a Muslim. So who goes to Jerusalem to worship? A Yehudi, a Jew, a Israelite. That's right. So this is one thing we have to say right here, that why Shavuot, why Pentecost, why harvest, right, is always, right, the 50th day always aligns with the first day, also known as the eighth day. Is that eighth day? You say the 7 days in the week, the eighth day. That is when we're in a holy cycle of season, the eighth day, right? And that eighth day, the first day, right? The first day, now called Sunday, but originally called the first day, right? So I and I call it the Rastafari Pentecost, right? The Pentecost Sunday, first day, coming up here in this season, 31st May 2020, day one. Day two, the second day, the Sheni, the second day, Senyo, the second day, which you know as Monday. But Babylon getting its harvest early. Remember what happens in the harvest? Right? All the wheat is gathered together into the barn, and the tears, the weeds, inkerdad, they're bundled together too, but it's for the fire. And here in the year after, 400 years, yeah. So we follow the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, like the Ethiopian official, the Ethiopian Jew, the black Jew there in the script. That's why so many of them in their new Bibles are trying to erase verse 37. Of Acts of the Apostles chapter 8. Look at the new Bible, the NIV, the Zondervan Bible, NIV, and the rest of that. You ain't right, Israelites, you gotta get right. Better get right, right? So they count it, right? They, speaking of the royal order, count it from the morrow after the Shabbat, the Sabbath day. But the Khazar, the Khazar, led Jews and Judaism, they count it inappropriately, incorrectly. Why? Because lama, why? Because they're trying to avoid the first day, and also the fulfillment of our black Lord and Savior, Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach. See, it becomes very clear. The scripture authority is very clear. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 16 is very clear. Even to the morrow after the seventh Shabbat. The seventh Shabbat shall ye number 50, right? 50, if you like to say. 50 days, and ye shall offer a new mincha, a new meal offering la Yahuwah to Jah. Over. So here, the count, first fruit, the count, 7 Sabbaths complete, the counting of the Omer, 49 days to Shavuot, to the harvest, right, the harvest feast, the harvest festival, the ripening of the wheat. Now, we can touch on the Mashal of Adonai Yeshua, of the Messiah, right? And touching on the Mashal, he speaks about that, right? The sower went forth to sow the seed, and the enemy comes in with the weeds, right? The weeds, the inkerdad, you know, the fake wheat. Basically, the fake wheat. It looks like a wheat, but it's not wheat, right? It's not wheat, and that we don't reap. We gather together and we put it in the fire to be burned.
It deserves to be bun. So here, looking forward to Jah Rastafari, the Shavuot, inside the Rastafari Pentecost, His Majesty's Harvest. Here in the season, the reason, right? What is the reason for the season? See, they don't pay any attention to the operation of his hand. It's interesting when we see the 2 sevens, the hand sign, the sword, the sword, right? The hand sign of his imperial majesty. 2 sevens clash, 7 Shabbats, counting complete. So the true church, the ancient church, in the professing church, had it right and accurate. It had it right and accurate. Also, there's the reading of roots, as harvest recalls from the groundation in Torah, the giving of the law. It's the Israelites at Mount Sinai. We don't come again to Mount Sinai, but to the upper room of Zion, the upper room of Zion, right, in the upper room. What occurred in the upper room? The gift, the giving, right, of the Holy Spirit, that mighty rushing wind, the cloven tongues of fire, right, where all the scattered communities were able to communicate, of the once lost, now found black and brown Yehudi, were able to communicate and were gathered together, right, in Moshiach. Right, and this is why also significant, because the reading for day one comes from the Jethro Torah portion. Jethro, the Midianite, some say the Ethiopian, right, that connection right there. And then we have the Ethiopian, right, official, the Ethiopian eunuch, who was not, I repeat, he was not the Ethiopian eunuch, the Ethiopian official was not, he was not a Gentile. He was not a Gentile. People say he was a Gentile. No, he was a Jew. He was a Yehudi who happened to be residing in and having the nationality of Ethiopian. But he went to worship in Yerushalayim. Right? Yerushalayim. He went forward to worship in Jerusalem. Yes, I. That's who I and I be. That's who I and I. That's who I and I am. There's another pick right here that we wanted to share, would like to share right here. But looking at the reason, right? What is the reason for the season? Right? The feast. Right? The 2 sevens. Right? So the hand sign of His Majesty, and even the culture tune, that tune right there. The two sevens clashing, and that revelation, right? That revelation and that giving of the Ruach HaKadosh of the Holy Spirit seduced in the upper room of Zion, the upper room of Zion. So here on our main page right here, of course, there's some updates, you know, that we need to make right here. This, the reading from Deuteronomy, is actually the reading for the second day. That would be the moon day or the Monday, right? So we're going to reserve that for the moon day, the Monday. The reading for the first day is from Exodus chapter 19 to Exodus chapter 21, 23. And that right there, That corresponds with the Jethro, the Yotor, the Yitro Torah portion, reading and feeding. So the first, we could say Shavuot, and Shavuot in principle, it commemorates and it's a memorial of the giving of HaTorah, the directions, the instructions, one may say the law, to call Israel, to Israel. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Amos 9 and 7. So we have the giving. We also have the giving of the first written constitution to the highlanders of that biblical country known as Ethiopia. Princes shall come out of
Egypt, Ethiopia. She stretched forth her hands to Elohim. So here we have this particular historical icon right here, the giving of the Higgamengist. The Higgamengist. What is the Higgamengist? Higga, the Ethiopic word for the Torah, the Hak, truth, Hak, Higga, also Hok. We have Hok, a statute, Hukotai, my statutes, but the Higga, the Higgamengist, Mengist, Malkut. Malkut is the Hebrew for a kingdom, Mengist, government. So we have this historical icon right here that we share with the ILM right here, the giving of the law of kingdom or the constitution, and also the words of his imperial majesty, that his advice, right, to all, he was asked about young people, but his advice to all was to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Not the 42 negative confessions of Ma'at, or like where many Rastas who are going astray from Yahweh are promoting and pushing forward. You know, it's similar to what happened to the Israelites in the wilderness. Many of them want to go back and turn around and go back to Egypt. Our people over here in this North Country did the same thing, and they had to march on Washington, Egypt, D.C., you know, in front of the obelisk, right, the Washington obelisk, you know, obelisk, reflecting full all the Egyptology, Freemasonry, so forth and so on. So there ain't nothing new under the sun, but we share this right here by the giving of the Constitution, first written Constitution. We also can link there the restoration, as we have in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, around verse 7, verse 8, verse 6 to say 8 or so, where they ask, after the resurrection, coming up to that 40th day, right, the 40th day here in the count, the 40th day, is that this time, right, that the kingdom will be restored to Israel. And the words of Adonai, Yeshua, Getachin, Jesus Christos, very, very important. It's not for you to know the times and the season that are in the power or the authority of the Father, of Ha'ab, of Ababa, even Ababa John Boy. Yes, I. He is the Father. Yes, I. Rastafari. So making this link as well, the significance of this second of the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals here in the season, but doing the math. This is all about doing the math and getting the right count, right, and the right accountability. So here, this is a still right here, for this time, this season. Yes, I, Rastafari, Chag, Ha, Shavuot, Sameach. Beautifully good. And why is it always on the first day called Sunday? So for the 2 days, Shavuot day one, and for the diaspora day two, looking forward to the Rastafari, the Mondays podcast, Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned for day two and pick up a little bit more, as well as the Sunday service here, you know, recording this and sharing this, and hopefully get this out ASAP, where we can build. Right, we can build and till, and the tilling, right, here's the time of the reaping in and per the season. The parable of the Moshiach, very significant, very important. Let's just maybe share a couple of words right here on the parable of the Moshiach for the season. Yeah, so here we have St. Matthew. Deus Mateo, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, and it's the second mistatir, second mystery, the tears among the wheat, right, the tears among the wheat. So interesting, because tears and wheat, you know, are very similar looking, right, and it takes discernment to tell the difference. Here we have Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, the second mystery, tears among the wheat. Another mashal, another parable, put he, speaking of Adonai, no Adonai, Yeshua, Gitai Jesus, put he forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven, of Hashemayim, of the heavens, is likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. As his majesty likened to a man who sowed what kind of seed? Good seed. But while men slept, men and people, men slept, his enemy came and sowed tears among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tears. The tears, or we would say the weeds, the fake wheat also. So the servants of the householder, those ministers of his majesty's government, came and said to him, sir, didst not thou, the eye, sow good seed in thy field? From whence, from where, then hath it tears? He said to them, an enemy, a hater, an enemy have done this. The servants said to him, wilt thou then that we go, that I and I go and gather them up? But he said, nay, he said, nah, lest while ye y'all gather up the tears, the inkardad, the weeds, the fake wheat, ye y'all root up also the wheat, the good wheat, the true wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, this is the Shavuot, in the time of harvest, and here in this 2020, the year after 400 years. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye, gather y'all together, first the tears. So we're seeing signs of the Babylon getting its judgment, Babylon getting its harvest kind of early, right? Gather them up, right? Corona, right? Give Corona the crown, crown virus. Gather ye together first the tears and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Now, the second mystery, Mistir, is explained in verse 36. Then Yeshua sent the multitude away and went into Habayit house and his Talmudim. His disciples came to him saying, declare to I and I the parable of the tears of the field. He answered and said to them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tears are the children of Harasha, of the ratchet, of the Rishaim, the ratchet, the wicked one. The enemy that sows them is Hasatan, is Diablo, is the W. The harvest, Shavuot, is the end of the world, the end of the Seklorum, even the New World Order, Seklorum. And the reapers are the angels, Ainai, the fire angels. And therefore, the tears are gathered and burned in the fire, Ha'esh. So shall it be in the end of the Seklorum. What's happening in the end of this Western Gentile world system, the world system. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, fire angels, his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom, Malkuto, Mengistu, his kingdom, all things that offend, and them that do iniquity, perversion, moral perversion, iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous, the tzaddikim, the righteous, shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father. Batacho, who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hear, hear, hear. Give ear to hear. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. You have ears to hear. Hear, hear, hear. Yes, I. Right here, here, here. Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the...
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Jabka man, alongside nature man. Beat him in one, dance about ten ten Gorgon. Hey sister man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Shema.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Oh, when we look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, catch the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my worship Satan. Me have to call unto the Almighty One, tell the song, tell the Lord, I'm lightening my salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man, and Jesus Christ is the God that fear I stand, and all the wrong I think in stand. Yeah, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Dr. Man alongside Ninja Man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Sky, I don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side them to pull up selector. When they come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them, them a must understand.
Yeah, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hotter, hotter.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Listen to this
land. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Balls fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon now with them one not a good. Balls fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love away with them yaga balls. Fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon now with them one not a good. Balls fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love away with them understand. Burn Babylon now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon now with them contention. Burn Babylon now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Who be the one to tell them all?
We keep the fire blazing.
Rise and feed the rising.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon
every time, just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with every test. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it comes here teaching nation, teach your right and me teach you what's wrong. I got ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one not a blood. Ball fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love. Oi. Where them a see Babylon want take the earth from the meek.
Yeah,
the sound a come from east and west, and the sound a come from north and south.
Right. White, lush, perfect, blessed, more fire, more fire.
מזמור צד ד. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי עוול. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה יה, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו? הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הוול. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יה, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני נסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא הבוד, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Here we have today's daily song.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set.
Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time. Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time.
Mizmor Sade Dalet, Mizmor Sarai Dalet. Psalm 94, Psalm XCIV, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, 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 Shema Israel, here after the order of Maliki, Sedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sade Dalet, Sarai Dalet, Psalm 94, plea for divine, divine judgment.
Judgment,
judgment,
here, here, judgment,
here, Mizmor. Sadai Dalet, the supreme judge invoked in the first two verses of today's daily psalm. El nekamot Yahweh, el nekamot Hofia, hianase shofet haaretz, yasheva gemul al geim. O Jehovah, thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth, thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Shine forth El Nekamot, Yahuwah, El Nekamot, Hofia. Lift up thyself, thou, the I, male, judge of the earth. Render to the proud their recompense. He naseh shofeta ha'aretz, hasheva gmul ala geyim. Hear, the supreme judge, ha'shofet, the judge invoked. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet, El Nekamot, Yao, El Nekamot Hofi'ah, He Naseh Shofet Ha'aretz, Hasheva Gmul Alageim. The tone, style, and matter of this Mizmor, this psalm, this chant, contrasts sharply with the preceding and the succeeding psalms. Far from El, Ha'el, the true good, true God's sovereignty being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, over the earthly plane, a state of moral chaos prevails, in that justice is denied to those who need its protection, its protection most. Perhaps in this very idea is its place within the group to be explained. Psalm XCIII, Psalm 93, proclaimed an ideal. Mizmor Tzadei Gimel proclaimed an ideal. This psalm, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet, Psalm 94, it dwells upon the stark realities that disclose so different, a different world, so different a state of things, a state of things. The following psalms resume the joyful note because of unshakable assurance in the ultimate realization of the ideal. Who are the oppressors and the oppressed? Rephrase, who are the downpressors and the downpressed? According to one Targum interpretation, foreign nations, nationalities, ethnicities, the Goyim, are acting ruthlessly against Israel. Others hold that lawless Israelites, lawless Bnei Yisrael, children, sons of Yisrael, deal unjustly with their brethren. It's this latter, the latter view is here adopted. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet, El Nekamot, Yao, El Nekamot Hofia. Hinaseh Shofet Aharet, Hasheva Gmul Alagi. Today's daily psalm, opening two verses, the supreme judge invoked. In verses 3-7, the downpressers are described. In verses 8-11, the downpressers, their belief is refuted. In verses 12-15, the righteous will be vindicated. In verses 16-19, security in Elohim. In verses 20-23, unjust rulers doomed. Hear. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Tzadei Dalet, El Nekamot, Yahuwah, El Nekamot, Hofia, Hinaseh Shofet Aharet, Hashev Gmul, Al Geim, O Jehovah, thou El, El Nekamot, the El of vengeance, to whom vengeance belongs, the El, true good, true God of vengeances, El Nekamot, thou El, to whom vengeance belongeth, literally in the Hebrew, El Nekamot, the El of vengeances, the plural of intensity, El of great vengeance, El who avenges thoroughly, El Nekamot Yahuwah. We must not associate any idea of vindictiveness with the word Nekamot. We must not associate any idea, not to associate any idea of vindictiveness with the word Nekamot, vengeance. It rather comes close to the word Hebraically for retribution, El Nekamot, the El of retribution. Vengeance is mine, and recompense literally is payment. For Yahuwah, Jehovah will judge Amo, will judge his people. Devarim, Deuteronomy 32 and 35. 32, verse 35. Vengeance is mine, and recompense, and payment. Ki Yahuwah, for Jehovah will judge Amo, his people. The moment we, I and I, recognize righteousness to be an essential quality of the divine nature, the divine nature, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, it is impossible, not possible, to overlook the penal activity of the divine government. It is not possible for I and I to overlook the penal activity of the divine, the divine government. A righteous El, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Eloheinu, cannot condone sin, Chatiyat, sin, Ukkari, crime, and inhumanity. When the righteous are downpressed and the wicked, the ratchet triumph, the psalmist and I deem it not only allowable, but their and I sacred duty to pray for the destruction, for the deconstruction of insolent rulers who poisoned the fountains of justice and crushed the poor, the widow, and the orphan. Thus we ride up the chant, El Nekamot, Yahuwah, El Nekamot, Hofiyah, Hofiyah, shine forth, Hofiyah, Hofiyah, shine forth. Hear, hear, hear. This recalls Psalm 50. Psalm 50, Hebraically, the second verse of the 50th Psalm. Here we have Mizmor, the chant, Mizmor Nun. Mizmor Non? Mizmor Nun. 50th Psalm. Mizmor Le Asaf, El Elohim Yahuwah, Dibera, Waya Yikra Aretz, Mia Mizrach Shemesh, Adamebo, Misiona, Mikalala Yofia, Elohim Hofia. Here in the 50th Psalm, Mizmor Non Nun, a Psalm of Asaf, Mizmor Lasaf, El Yahuwah hath spoken and called to earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. El Elohim Yahuwah Diver Waikraret Mi Mizrach Shemesh Adamivo. Out of Zion, Mi Zion. The perfection, the completeness, the perfection of beauty. Miklal Yofi. Miklal Yofi. The perfection, the completeness. Miklal Yofi. Elohim Hofia. Elohim Hofia. Elohim hath shined forth, hath shined forward, hath shined forth. Elohim, the true good, the true God, Hofia. As the sun illuminates the earth, the earthly plane, so Elohim brings light, brings illumination to the human mind and psyche and soul. The passage in Deuteronomy 33 and 2 seems to have been in the psalmist's mind, a connection right here with the idea of shining forth, Hofiyah, Hofiyah. So here in the 50th Psalm, Elohim, Hofiyah, Elohim have shined forth, is further shined forth or brought forward here in the first verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadai Dalet, Sadai Dalet, El Nekamot, Yahuwah, El Nekamot, Hofiyah, El Nekamot, the El of vengeances, the El of retribution, shine forth. Hinase Shofeta Haaret, Hasheva Gmul Al Geim. Lift up thyself. Hinase, Hinase, Hinase. Lift up thyself. Shofet, judge. Shofet Haaret, judge of the earth, judge of the earthly plane. Hinase, Hinase, lift up the eye self. Shofet Haaret, Hasheva Gmul Al Geim. Render, return, render, Hashev, Hasheba, Hasheba, Gemul al Geim. Render to the proud, upon the proud, the Geim, the Geim. Render to the proud their gemul, their reward, their recompense. Render recompense to the Geim. Who are the Geim? The Geim are the men and the people who vaunt themselves in their high station and use their high station ruthlessly. Hear, the groundation of today's daily psalm, a plea for divine judgment. El Nekamot, Yahuwah El Nekamot, Hofia, Hinase Shofet Aharet, Hasheva, Gemul Al Gay, 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 Admatai Rishaim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim, Ya Elozu, Yabioa, Yitaberu Ataka, Yita Amru Kol Poele Aven, Amekai Yahuwah, Yedakoa, Where Nahelate Ka, Where Anu, Almana, Wagira, Yahirogu, We are Tomima, Yeratsehu, Wayomru, Lo, Yer Eh, Ya. Wallo Yavin Elohe Yaiko Yaiko Yaiko. Hear today's daily psalm Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, the 94th psalm according to the royal order, plea for divine justice. Here picking up the Gimel Gamel, the third verse 3 to verse 7, the down presses are described. Admatai Rishaim Yahweh, Admatai Rishaim Ya Elozu Jehovah, how long shall the wicked exalt? Admatai Rishaim, Yahweh, Admatai Rishaim, Ya'ilozu, how long, Admatai Rishaim, Yahweh, Admatai Rishaim, Ya'ilozu, how long will they exalt? How long? The question does not imply that El Nekamot Yahuwah, that Jehovah cannot put an end to their deeds of violence, but wonders why he defers the exercise of his power. Admatai Rishaim Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim Ya'ilozu Yabi'uwa Yitaberu Ataka Yitamru kola po elearin. They gush out, they speak arrogancy. Yabi'u yitabru atak. They gush out, they speak arrogancy. Yitamru kol po elearin. All the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, aren, they bear themselves loftily. They gush out. The same verb translated elsewhere as belch. They belch out. They pour forth a stream of arrogant words. Yabi'u yidabru atak. Yidabru atak. They speak arrogancy. So we have Psalm 59. We look at Psalm 59 Hebraically, verse 8. This idea of they gush out in Psalm 59, Mizmor Nun 8, verse 8 Hebraically. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Hine yabiuna befihem. Swords are in their lips. chirabota be sifatotehem. For who doth hear? Kimi shomea. This is what they say, swords in their lips. They say, kimi shomea. For who? Kimi shomea. For who doth hear? But here, they belch with their mouth. Behold, hine, behold, look and see, here it is. Yabion, befihem, with their feet, the thigh, the pie, the mouth. The comparison in Mizmor Nun 8, the 59th Psalm, the comparison to dogs here in the 59th Psalm is dropped. And they are depicted as pouring forth a stream of malicious words that are as deadly as swords. Here the link with Psalm 57 and 5. Kimi shomea, for who doth hear? Elohim, they say they, will pay no heed to the cry of the man they have marked down for destruction and interfere with their designs, or so they be naive. But here the connection of they belch out, they gush out, they pour forth, the sense of the Hebrew, Yabi'u, they gushing out, they belching out, Yidavru, them speaking, attack, them speaking arrogancy. Linked with Psalm 31, verse 19, Hebraically speaking arrogancy, where the verb is amplified by with pride and contempt. Now, the context of the judge in today's daily psalm is also very, very connective here. So the judge, he nase shofet aharet, lift up thyself, here come the judge, he nase shofet aharet, thou the eye judge of the earth. And here they're speaking out yedabru atak, them speaking out arrogancy, connected with Psalm 31 verse 19, let the lying lips be dumb that speak arrogantly against the righteous, with pride and contempt. Te alamna sifte shaker, the lips sifte shaker, the lie, the lips of lies, let them be dumb. Te alamna, telamna, let them be dumb, unable to speak, their sifte shaker, their lying lips, that speak arrogantly. Ha dovrot, that speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dovrot, alas sadik atak, with here amplified with pride, begaiva, vavuuz, some would enunciate it vavuuz, but in Afro-Semitic pointed Hebrew, begaiva. Begawa, wabuz, with pride, gawa, and booze, and contempt, and booze, with pride and contempt, bear themselves, as it says, all the workers of iniquity, bear themselves loftily, yitamru, Yit amru, kol po elei awein. Now, here, the translators, many of the translators have translated this as bear themselves loftily. Play at loud talk. This is the Hebraicism of it, the sense of yit amru, right? Talking and, you know, playing, call all po elei awein. All the po'elei, the workers, the doers, call all po'elei avein, all the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, yita amru. You know, they play at loud talk. They chatty-patty. They play at loud talk. Amikai Yehovah, ye daku, we nachilateka, ye anu. They crush thy people. Amikai Yehovah, ocha. Hova yidaku, they crush, yidaku, Amika, the I, Ka, the I people. Amika Yehovah, Yedaku, Yedaku, the minority. By their downpressive government, keep the whole called Yisrael in subjection. And afflict thy heritage with Nachilatika, Nachilat, 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 thy inheritance with Nachilatika. Ye'anu, ye'anu, ye'anu. They afflict the heritage, and since they impoverish the heritage. Almana wegira, yahirogu, yahirogu. They slay, yahirogu. They slay almana, the widow, almana wegir, the gir, and the stranger, the gir. They slay the widow and the stranger. We tomim yeratzehu. Yeratzehu, and murder, yeratzehu, and murder, the tomim, we tomim, yeratzehu. So note here we have the word for slay in the plural sense, yahirogu, yahirogu, to slay, and also yeratzehu, yeratzehu, to murder. They slay, they murder. Widows and orphans are always mentioned as those who particularly suffer when the ruling class is corrupt. Here, the stranger, the gear, the stranger is included among the vicks, the victims, in violation of the mitzvah of the commandment that ordains for I and I fear treatment for him, according to second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus 22 and 20. Yomru lo yireh ya. And they say, Wayomru, Wayomru, and they say, Lo Yireh Ya, Jah will not see. Lo Yireh Ya, Yireh Ya, Lo Yireh Ya. They say that Jah will not see. So here Hebraically we have Yah, Yah, Lo, no, Yireh, Yireh. Yireh, to see, he will see. Yah, no, he will see. Yah, bring it out in the Hebrew Targum. They say that Jah will not see. Willo yavin, Elohe Yaakov. Willo yavin. Willo yavin. Willo yavin. Willo yavin, Elohe Yaakov. Neither will the Elohim of Jacob, Elohe Yaakov, give heed or understand the sense of Yabin from Bana. He would not comprehend, not understand. Wulo Yabin, Elohe Yaakov. The Hebrew Yah-Jah found here. In their pride, these evil and ratchet men presume and assume to believe, be naive, that Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, who rescued the suffering Bnei Yisrael, the Israelite sons, children of Israel, from the tyrant Pharaoh, will overlook their tyrannous, their despicable, tyrannous acts. He will not see. Here, with Psalm 10, 11, in Psalm 10, verse 11, this same sense, right, comparing Psalms of Psalms. In Psalm 10, verse 11, we have, he hath said in his heart, Elohim, El hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see. This is what they say. Here in Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, which is themed the prayer of the downpress. Here, Hebraically, in verse 11, Amar b'libo, shachach el. He satira panayo, bala ra'a lanetzach. He hath said in his heart, Amar b'libo. El hath forgotten. Shakach, El. Shakach, El. That El, true good, true God. Shakach, Shakach. That El has forgotten. He satir, that he has hidden, he has covered, hidden, panayo, his face. Balara, balara, not seeing la netzach, forever. to the writer and the psalmist and I and I, pious mind. Nobody could act in this manner who truly believe that Elohim paid attention to his creatures, his creation's actions. And so he ends his description of the wicked, of the ratchet, with the same psychological, psuche, psycho, soul, logos, talk, analysis as at the beginning. It also makes a fitting transition to the concluding portion of the Mizmor in that he and I and I and we calls upon Elohim to expose the falsity of that mental attitude and that kind and those kinds of mental attitude. Here, 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 the second section of today's daily psalm, a brief Targum and Midrash, a build, Mizmor Adai dilate, verses 3-7, the down pressers. Down presser man, the down presses are described. Here, 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 verses 3-7. Admatai Risha'im Yahuwah, Admatai Risha'im Yahilozu, Yabi'uwa Yidabru Ataka, Yitamru Kola Po'le Arin, Amika Yahuwah, Yedako'u, We Nachilateka, Ye Anu. Almana wegera ya heroku wi tomima yeratehu wa yomru lo yire ya wo lo ya vin elohe ya eko
ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko ya eko
Hearken unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father, O Israel. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Haile, 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 Selassie, haile.
Man is getting strong, while our churches are getting weak. But tell me, who is gonna lead the way, while our youths them are going astray? We all played a part in this, so why we live in negative? Fooling no one, else. We got to repent and love our brothers as ourselves. Oh yeah, and love our brothers as ourselves.
Me say the wicked man is getting strong, while our church is a
strong,
as the dim and the
while I
Is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and a finder of lost children.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Father.
Discipleship Radio.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil boy, everything takes time.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Happy is the man. Ashrei ha-gever, asher te yasareinu ya, ua mi torateka te lamedeinu. Happy is the man, ashrei ha-gever, ha-gever, ha-gever. Happy is the gever, ha-gever. Ashrei ha-gever, asher te yasareinu ya, whom thou instructest, O Cha, asher te yasareinu ya, and teachest out of thy law, O mi torateka, and O me from Torateka, from the I, male law, male direction, instruction. O me Torateka, te lamedeinu. And teaches, te lamedeinu. Te lamedeinu, here we have Talmud, the sense of Talmud, te lamedeinu, Talmudim. Talmid, disciple, Talmudim, te lamedeinu, o mi torateka, te lamedeinu, and teach us out of thy Torah, torateka, o mi torateka. Happy is the man, ashrei ha-geber, ha-geber, the geber, the gibor, the geber, the mighty man, the vigorous man. The man about that walk. Here we have in today's daily psalm, and here we are with Psalm 94. But this also is important because this psalm also is the psalm for the fourth day of the Shabuah. We have the psalm for the fourth day of the Shabuah.
We have Psalm 94, what's known as the Wednesday Psalm, the Wednesday evening Psalm, the Psalm for the middle of the Shabuah, the middle of the seven, the middle of what's called the, quote, weak, the middle of the strong, the fourth day Psalm, both according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and also Judaically. Psalm 94 is the evening psalm for the fourth day called Wednesday. All right, so this is an important psalm right here, this meditation, this iditation. Zooming in right here, zooming in on verse 12. Ashrei, beatitude, the beatitude. In the New Covenant sense, Adonai Yeshua speaks on the beatitude. Blessed is. The blessed sense is not the Baruch sense, but the Ashrei, happy. KJV and other translations sometimes brings out this word as blessed, like in the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish, beatitudes, the man, the Ish, beatitude, the beautiful attitude of the Ish. Ashrei Ha'Geber, Ashrei Ha'Geber, happy is the Geber. With this verse, we here compare and contrast Psalm 119, verse 71. In the Hebrew Bible, sometimes the numbering is one or so verse over. But the verse in Psalm 119, verse 71, around thereabout, it is good for me, for I, that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes. It is good, it is good, it is good, it is good, it is good. Who says that? The righteous say that. The unrighteous, the ratchet can't say that. Oh, whoa, I was afflicted. Oh, I'm a good person. Da, 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 da. No. Mm-mm. The righteous say, happy, happy. Here we have this. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Afash. Afash, that's verse 70. Here, verse 71. Tov, tov li, tov li, tov good li, good for me. Tov li, ki. Oneti, oneti, ki oneti, ki oneti. It is good that I have been afflicted. Li. Ma'an, lit ma'an, so that el mad, chuk eka, in order that I might learn thy chuk, thy chuk eka, thy statutes. This verse here in Psalm 119, as compared with Psalm 94, verse 12, the Ashrei, the verse that reads, Ashrei HaGever, happy is the man. It compares with verse 67 in Psalm 119. Before I was afflicted, I did err. I did err. Before I was afflicted, Tarem, Aine, Ani, Shogeg. Ani shogeg, I did swerve from the course. We ata, but now, and now, we ata, imrateka, the I word, the I's imrateka. Shamarti. I shomer, shamar. I hedge about. I observe. I hedge about. I keep. The I imratika. Wa'ata imratika. Shamarti. This connects right here. We're in the eighth portion of Psalm 119. But zooming in right here and connecting it with here, Psalm 94, verse 12. Happy is the man. This is why we have said and we say it again. It might offend you. The truth may be an offense, but it's not a uckery. It's not a sin. That is good. It's good. What happened to the lost sheep or what happened to I and I people of 400 years? That was good. You see, in the previous Torah portion, Bechukotai, the Chukotai Torah portion, the 33rd degree, before we cross over here with the fourth book of Moshe at the 34th degree, it says, and if they shall confess, vidui, from Yadaha. Yadaha, the same word we have Tawada, to give thanks, stretch forth the hands to confess, to give thanks, right? In other words, for Yashar El, for Yisrael, if you notice the Psalms, it speaks about the good, the bad, the ugly, right? And in the spite of the good, the bad, and the ugly, we are giving praises. We are openly declaring. Many people pick up the Bible and say, oh, look what the Israelites did. Oh, look what David did. Oh, look what this one did. What did you do? What did you do? What did your people do? Do you ever admit in your sacred or writings, do you admit it? Or do you bury your hide? Right? He who hides his uckery shall not prosper. Shall not prosper. So it's good. It was good for I, for Jah's true people. Because this section here in Psalm 94, in Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, verses 12 to 15, speaks on the tzaddikim, the righteous being vindicated, will be vindicated. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, O Jah. Here we have Jah in the Hebrew. Asher teyasareinu Yah, and teachest. Te lamadeinu, Talmud, Talmid, disciple, who you disciple, umi torateka, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of ra'a, from days of evil, until the pit be digged, la rasha, for the ratchet, the rasha. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Counterfeit Christianity would like you to make you be naive that Jah has cast off his people, but the word clearly and the reality clearly is that Yahweh, Jehovah, will not cast off Amo. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. For right shall return to justice. What the lost sheep will say, no justice, no peace. But the right, what's the right? The right must return to justice. Ki adas edek yashuva mishpat. And all the upright... And all who? And all the upright in heart, heart to call, shall follow it. Ve'acherayo, call a Yishrei lev. Call all Yishrei, all the Yasha, Yishrei, upright, call Yishrei lev. Lev, the upright in heart, shall follow. Hear someone say, I don't follow nobody, I don't follow. I'm not a follower, I'm a leader, I'm a... Yeah, okay, whatever. But for the righteous, the sufferings that the human being is called upon to endure may be accepted by him as, maybe, choice. It's all about choice, the choice factor. May be accepted by him as Elohim's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be he. His method of disciplining, discipleshipping, disciplining, and instructing him in an understanding, so he can come to an overstanding of divine, the Ivine, provider, providence, provider, seeing beforehand, the provision, provider. If, keyword, that was a key word in the third book, if a man seek the sacrament, if a man, this is how he should do it, if he accepts the experience in that spirit, in that irate, with that heart, heartically, then truly he is Ashrei HaGeber, Ashrei HaGeber. Torateka, the I Torah, used in a Hebraically sense, the Hebrew sense is a general sense of Elohim's self-revelation. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, His self-revelation, His revelation of Himself to man, to man, to humanity, that thou, the I, may give Him rest from the days of evil. Lit Hashakita lo. Mi me ra'a, from the days of ra'a, ra'a, until the pit be digged for the ratchet. Ada yikare, la rasha, shachat, until the shachat, the shite, the shachat, until the pit, the shachat be digged. Yikare, ada yikare la rasha shachat, until the shachat be digged for the rasha, for Jehovah will not cast off His people. Give Him rest. What does it mean to give Him rest? Le hashkit, le hashkita lo, le hashkita lo. This does not mean to make Him physically secure, physically secure, but mentally reassured, psycho-spiritually reassured and fortified. A good parallel here for the use of the verb, lehashkit, lo, lehashkit. A good parallel here is from Isaiah 7 and 4. Be quiet. Fear not, neither let thy heart be faint. Be quiet. You know, like when one says, I can't complain. Well, won't complain, right? Not in this mind, when we let this mind be in I. In St. John chapter, Kedush Yohannes chapter 14, verse 27, the bequest of shalom. Shalom I leave with you. My shalom, shalomi, I give to you. Not as the world giveth, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither make it be afraid. Neither make it be afraid. Notice this right here. This is in our power. Some people, when they read this, they think they can pray and ask, oh, Lord, don't let me be troubled. No, that's for you to do. Your heart is yours. That's for you to do right there. Let not thy heart be troubled. This is a be quiet. It's a command. Be quiet. Be quiet from all the, you know, from all the unrest. Right? Fear not, neither let thy heart be faint. The man who has accepted Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's Talmud, his instruction, direction, will not lose heart or faith, the Emun, in the days of trial and tribulation. Why? Because he is convinced, he's persuaded that a day of reckoning will come. Now let's recall the opening verse of the 94th Psalm, Adai Dilate. El Nekamot, Yahuwah, El Nekamot, Hofia, O Jehovah, thou the I El, to whom vengeance, retribution belongeth. Thou El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance, retribution belongeth. Shine forth, Hofia, Hofia, shine forth, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Ada yikareh la rasha shachat. Pit be digged. Pit be digged. Pit be digged. We have this also in Psalm 7:16 as well as Psalm 57:7. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Ki lo yitish Yahuwah amo. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. We nachilato lo ya'ezov. Lo ya'ezov. He will not cast off. It's unthinkable. Don't even think about it. Don't even think that way. That Ha Elohim, that the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would abandon Yisrael to the ravages of the lawless ruling classes and asses of the Democrat, of the Dunkeycrats, all right, especially for the people in this event horizon. For the right shall return to justice. Ki ada tzedeka yashu mishpata, for the right. The Hebrew term for justice, mishpat. Mishpat, mishpat, mishpat. What is mishpat from shapat or shafat? It means the administration of law, the administration of Torah, Jah's direction, instruction. It will again be governed by equity. It will again be governed by tzedek, tzedek, for righteousness. Ki ada tzedek yashuv, yashuv, will return, mishpat, will return to justice. And then we will have true shalom, justice and peace in Jah Torah. Faith with works is living in the liberty of His divine majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem. Ashrei HaGever, Asher Teyasareinu Ya, Umi Toratika Tilamadeinu.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
original Justice Man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them.
Adventure surely will come down.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Make sure that you're part with the righteous food and never indulge up in a